I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Back up a little bit, Buzz.
And with it, let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Buzz, is that actually what you hear?
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
All right. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Buzz, is that actually, the way that you're singing, is that what you're hearing?
No, I just know I'm tone deaf, so I should just lean all the way into
it. Okay, all right. Because, man, it's just like, it's as flat could be.
I was already as far back as the headphone slack will give me.
Yeah.
I can't even go any, I'm like a foot behind it.
Well, it's not just that it's loud, it's just that it is so,
yes. Yeah.
I feel like I'm having nightmares about it. It's like
we both have these deep voices, right? Even I can try to match the tone.
Go a little up.
Yeah. Voice, yes.
Hold me now. And you're like, hold me now. I'm six, you know. Like.
Underrated part of me being fantasy football commissioner is that the segment happens at 5:30. So I get to do Creed once
right,
a week during football season.
Once football starts.
So
right.
I got to tune up for it.
All right, you ready for, so it's Mount Rushmore week, second annual Mount Rushmore week on the WIP afternoon show, 30 past every hour. Tomorrow will be Philly's Mount Rushmore at 2:30.
Excited about that.
Now, the only one is voted on by fans and staff is the one happening at 2:30. We are doing the other ones that are happening 30 past every hour. So we did at 3:30, we did the sandwich Mount Rushmore. I did that, very widely panned. Ike did the cable channel Mount Rushmore at 4:30. And I am doing the Mount Rushmore of 80s sitcoms. I think
what you got.
This is pretty cut and dry.
Okay.
There are some, we'll get to at the
you
end.
You said 80s sitcoms.
80s sitcoms.
Yep. Got you.
First one is The Cosby Show.
Yep.
Everybody watched The Cosby Show.
Yep.
It was enormous. It was as big as a show could get in America at the time. A show can't even get this big anymore. It's hard to describe to people how big it was.
Yes, sir.
But the Huxtable family was your family, was part of your family. So, and rest in peace, Malcolm Jamal Warner,
yes,
who passed away a couple weeks ago. The second one is Cheers. Cheers was massive. It was one of the things. Would Sam and Diane get together?
Yep.
And then when Kirstie Alley ended up joining the show, who actually was pretty good, very hard to replace a character like Diane. Mm-hmm. Number two is Cheers.
What was the name of the lady the first did Diane?
Was
Shelley Long.
Shelley Long.
Shelley Long.
Shelley
yep.
Long.
I remember her from Popeye.
No.
Right?
Different. No.
That's not... Because she's dark hair, right?
Yeah, that was...
That was Shelley somebody else.
Shelley somebody else.
Yeah, yes. You're right.
Yes, because she was the same woman that was in The Shining.
Yes.
Yes.
You're right.
I can't remember her name. Number three on the Mount Rushmore of 80 sitcoms is The Golden Girls.
Ooh, you win Golden Girls.
Now, not my favorite show. I watch it all the time, but if I'm doing Mount Rushmores and you... You know our friend Mootloo, who also is friends with Tommy Down the Shore.
Mm-hmm.
We did a show together of our music podcast, and he sings theme songs, like TV theme songs.
Yeah.
You sing the Golden Girls theme song.
Yeah.
People explode. They love the tune. Number three is Golden Girls. The fourth one, I thought the first two are very easy. The third one I thought was easy. The fourth one is a little tough because there are some... There are some shows that start in the late 80s that you don't know if you consider 80s sitcoms or not. This one did not. This one started in 1982, and it is Family Ties.
Oh, you went Family Ties.
I went Family Ties. The bulk of it, like, I think it was all the 80s. I think it was 82 to 89. Alex P. Keaton, of course, Michael J. Fox, Mallory, his sister, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Family Ties was number
big.
Four.
Yeah,
was
NBC. Big. Were they part, was that Thursday night? Were they part of the Thursday night?
I do not remember.
Yeah.
So other ones that were considered, Roseanne was very big, but I think of it as a 90s sitcom, even though it started in 87, 88. I think of it as a 90s sitcom. Those are the four. Growing Pains, I thought of as a 90s sitcom, early 90s sitcom. What am I missing?
No, those are pretty good. Okay. Those are, you know, because some of these, they started late 80s and they spent more years in the 90s.
I didn't want to pick a 90s sitcom just because it started in the 80s. Yeah. There are enough big sitcoms in the 80s.
You know where I would have gone? It may not have been as big. Give me those you gave again. You gave Cheers.
Cheers, Cosby Show, Golden Girls, Family Ties.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it would have knocked it off, but Different Strokes was a big one.
I love Different Strokes.
It wouldn't have knocked one
of
those off.
Now, I would say I like Different Strokes better than Golden Girls and Cheers. I don't think it was as big as any of these.
Oh.
I love Different Strokes. I love Silver Spoons.
Yeah. Silver Spoons.
Not as big as any of these, I don't think. Different Strokes probably has the best argument.
Was that an evening? That was a daytime. Was that evening or daytime?
Different Strokes?
Yeah.
It was evening.
It was evening.
Yeah. I think it might have been Sunday nights, but it was definitely evening.
I couldn't remember. Yeah.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah. No, Todd Bridges. Big Todd Eagles Bridges. Fan.
Is he?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes. Todd Bridges follows me on Twitter.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He's a big Eagles fan. I don't know how, but he is.
And the sister ended up passing away. I think she had drug problems. Because it was the two adopted kids, which was Willis and...
Oh, you mean the sister, not his sister. Oh, no. Dana Plato.
Dana Plato.
Yeah. What was that? What the hell was her name on the show?
She wasn't Kelly.
No.
She was.
Oh, I can't think
Buzz, Google it, idiot.
I'm Googling. I'm getting ready to Google it. I'm looking at me like I'm going to know.
On the show. Because whatchamacallit was this? Well, Mrs. Garrett.
Yes.
Facts of Life wasn't a spinoff, but Mrs. Garrett somehow
sort of
spun off of that. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Facts of Life, I think, was a spinoff. Well, because she was the housekeeper.
She was the housekeeper, yeah. Kept the same name.
So there you go. 215-592-9494.
That's a big fact. Sister. Love Tootie back then, man.
Google Sister
I Googled
Pains.
I'm still looking for it.
Dana Plato. Sister Growing Pains. I could do this in 5 seconds.
We still not
go to the IMDb
I did.
Page.
It says Mike Madonna story?
No. Go. What in the hell is wrong with you?
You were doing so well today.
Yeah.
I'm going to find it.
David and Tom's River.
Kimberly Drummond.
There
Kimberly Drummond.
Kimberly Drummond.
Took me like three different links to get there.
Mike, man, I heard you seething with Warren as a second goes by, man. I just feel it coming, man. Then he just hits the Joe Burrow on you, brother.
Yep, yep. That's what they do. They know how to get me. They know how to get me.
Man, I felt the smoke coming out of your ears.
letting Ike handle it. You're right. He's disrespected. Practiced on manner. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Man, if you call this station bringing up Jalen, it's just a fight. It's on site, man. Like, we're fighting.
It's on site.
Yeah.
Like, you're crazy calling this stuff. Oh, quick question, guys. What are you guys thinking about the wild card teams making it to the playoffs this year? Any predictions, any thoughts on that?
What do you mean?
In baseball?
Like the teams that are gonna be the wild card teams for the AFC and NFC. Like football. My fault.
I don't know because the West I don't know who's gonna win the division in the West. Because it could be the Rams, it could be the Niners. I have no idea. Like Arizona South, I assume the Bucks win the division.
Right. But Atlanta's supposed to be good, but I don't know if they're ready. The North, I don't know who the hell's going to win that division.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that team, I know they lost Darnold, but it just seems like they could probably put any quarterback in there would be my guess.
They had the last two times.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And then the Packers. The Packers, I assume, will be good again. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I know we're not allowed to say this here. I assume the Cowboys will. And no team has won the NFC East 2 years in a row for what, 20 years now?
Since 2004.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not feeling Washington. I don't get a good feeling out of Washington.
It's not great vibes.
Yeah, I don't get a good feeling out of Washington.
Real quick, guys, I'm not a huge believer in Debo. Listen, he is who he is. I get that, but. And going forward, man, maybe because I haven't seen it recently, I don't know, man. I might be talking crazy here, but I don't know. I feel like we usually have this number, too. I don't know. How do you guys feel about Debo coming into this year?
Well,
unless he loses weight.
Yeah, he's not fat. I think he'll be great.
Yeah. Oh, David is cracking up.
Yeah. Yeah. David,
unless he loses some pounds.
So, David, you want to be in the fantasy league? What's your sell on yourself?
Oh, Spike, man, can I ask you guys a quick question? I'm just wondering, what are some qualities that you gentlemen look for in your fantasy league?
Be on time to the draft. Have a good personality.
Yep.
Make sure you're active every week and setting your lineup. I don't mind. Okay. Now, Spike doesn't do as much talking in the chat room throughout the week.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't mind a little bit of that. I'll dip and dodge in the chat room a little bit. So as long as you're an active participant and just didn't just get in the league, we'll pretty much roll with it.
Yeah, I'm sort of like Jalen. I don't say much as it's going on, but afterwards, I'm sort of like, is that what you wanted to see after I win the championship?
You know? There you go.
Yeah. Well, guys, hey, fellas, good news is I check all those boxes.
So I'm ready to go
already. All right, guys. All right. So listen, guys, thanks for having me, man, and I love the show like always. And one more thing, man. Oh, man, Jackie was getting killed in the top five. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, he was.
Appreciate it, Dave.
All right, guys.
All right, David. Let's do the text line. Then we'll pick somebody for the league, and then we will get to leading off. Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Turn out the lights and bring Duran in.
Ike in the fourth inning of the next game he goes to.
You're asking Brazier. Is there anyone you can call?
Any way you can start this early.
Yep. What's next?
Elliot, here's my Mount Rushmore of sandwiches. Beach sandwich, restaurant sandwich, workplace sandwich, and picnic sandwich. Alex in Lancaster.
By the way, can we also note that Elliot said a hot dog is not a sandwich, but the fourth sandwich on his... Did he have a wrap on his...
Yeah, a wrap.
Oh, no, he didn't have it on the Mount Rushmore.
No, he just said a wrap is a sandwich and that a cheesesteak wrap is better than an actual cheesesteak.
Right.
And that a beach sandwich is on the Mount Rushmore of sandwiches.
Now, I agree with him. I love eating a sandwich on the beach, but that is not a
kind of
sandwich.
Not locations to eat the sandwich. It's the sandwich itself.
Yeah. He is one of a kind, man. What is next?
My Sixers Mount Rushmore is AI, Dr. J, Joel Embiid, and Joan Duran. Elliot continuing to go too far about the Duran intro.
Dude, I knew exactly.
You knew he was going over
the top. I even set it up. I was like, you feel like somebody. He's like, yeah, the intro is going to turn the season around. What's next?
Charles Barkley is a son, and more importantly, I would never put him on Mount Rushmore because I wasn't even born when he was here. Anywho, my fourth is Moses Malone. Elliot, definitely still making sense.
He says stuff sometimes. I don't know if he knows what he's saying.
Yeah, well, Charles isn't on it because he's a son, but Moses is on it.
And Moses played for 9 teams?
Yeah, played only 4 years here, and he didn't see him? I don't know. He's a tough one, man. What's next?
Okay, guys, I did add the rule that these are the best Sixers only over the last 50 years, and also a rule that if you want to put a center on your Mount Rushmore, he has to be from Cameroon. Other than that, whoever you want. Spike explaining the rules to Sixers Mount Rushmore.
You don't have... No, look, everyone voted
he
as they voted.
He did not force Embiid on the Mount Rushmore.
We hardly talked about
it.
I just asked if he would be.
Yes, it's legit, and once you get past your frustration... with Embiid, you have to appreciate the greatness of Joel Embiid.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
What's next?
No BET for Ike? Typical. The delegation.
I was waiting on that one. Well, MTV was bigger.
Yeah,
and it was first. It was before BET.
Yep. And BET was a thing. It was a big thing. But
it's
it wasn't
not anymore.
Oh, it isn't?
I haven't watched BET since.
Oh, okay. Well, same with MTV.
The BET Awards?
Well, see,
I don't even watch that.
Okay, well, I think it still exists.
Although this year was probably the best year they had, I heard.
Oh, really?
They did all
Jalen
retro.
Won the award.
No, they did all retro music.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ah,
yes.
Well, that's how they get people like us to watch.
Yes.
Yeah. What's next?
Ike is right. People don't like when a person who's not in a specific field is making comments. Meat eaters listening to Spike define what a sandwich is.
Just want to be clear, I ate meat for 43 years.
I was going to say, but he did eat meat, yes.
Yeah, and I know you're going to chop this up, Buzz, but I ate a lot of meat. I was a big fat guy. I ate 4 pat steaks one night. Like, I ate and ate and ate and ate. I ate enough for 3 people, okay? Put a lot of meat in my mouth. All right, let's
do we have that
Christ,
and Ike?
Cut that one.
My goodness.
Jesus.
Mike said that, and Ike said he likes cream in the same show.
Yep.
What? Didn't you earlier say you like cream?
Yeah, I like cream. You did.
What's wrong with that?
Nah, it's like, I don't want to explain it. I don't want
to. Saying as a drop, it's got potential. You got to admit it.
All right.
Well, he didn't want to say he likes meat in his mouth.
Yes.
Well, that was over the top.
Yes. Yeah.
So we got to pick somebody for the fantasy league.
Oh.
So
I already got my guy.
So the two guys in my head that I remember are actually the last guy we just talked to and Steven the tequila guy.
Mm-hmm.
Steven
the tequila guy is the same guy?
Isn't that the guy?
Steven was the first guy, the millennial.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm thinking who was the guy, the Spanish guy you said he brought tequila? Maybe it was the second guy. What are the names?
I have Steven, Paul, Tony, Dave, and then David.
No, Steven. Yeah, Steven must have been the first guy then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm fine with either. Or
Tony was the aggressive guy.
Very arrogant.
The arrogant. You can pick him, too.
I like him.
Yeah.
What, Buzz?
Buzz.
My vote was actually going to be for Paul from Amish country. He's willing to drive all the way here. But if it's between those two, I'll go for Tony.
Okay. Tony's in.
All right.
Now, if you didn't get in,
you don't have to give up.
Yeah. Just try tomorrow. Like, especially if you're a finalist, but like sort of like Fight Club, you keep coming back. We're going to have respect for that.
Yep.
So you can try tomorrow.